Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, host of the Her Podcast. Welcome to our show in episode 487, as we share the truth about her mind, her body, her life, and today, her cooking. Cooking for autumn this time, but this is all about cooking hacks to make this ridiculously simple and healthy and delicious. And of course, you know who we brought in, and that is our wonderful, beloved Chef Abby Gelman. But more about that in a minute, because it's a special show and it's going to be awesome. Before we begin, please know that this episode is sponsored by Solaray Vitamins, Minerals, and Herbs. Ah, Solaray, S-O-L-A-R-A-Y. You know, all of these vitamins, minerals, and herbs are rooted in nature, you know, and they've got a really special gift for women, the new award-winning Her Life Stages products. And these products support women during the menstrual years, including PMS, perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause. You know, it's an integrative, holistic approach to having a woman's back throughout her entire life. Isn't that a great idea? To learn more about Her Life Stages, run on over to your local health food store, or you can go to Sprouts, Whole Foods, Amazon, and you could also run on over to Solaray.com itself. And when you do, oh my gosh, you'll be so glad you did. And use the promo code HER20 for 20% off. And here's your first reminder to click on iTunes to rate and review today's show, because we love your feedback. All right, it's time for Her.
Her. The podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind. Her body. Her life. It's all about her.
Well, as I mentioned before, it's all about cooking, making it simple. Oh my gosh. And you know, and I know, come on, you've been listening to the Her Podcast for so long. And for you newbies out there, I'm introducing you to Chef Abby Gelman. You know, she's a unicorn, and that means a fabulous, unique professional. Why? Because she's got a master's degree in nutrition science. She's a registered dietitian, and she's also a certified chef. So she's this incredible professional to help you with everything all rolled up in one beautiful human being. So, Chef Abby Gelman, welcome back to the Her Podcast.
Thank you. I'm always happy to be here with you.
Oh my gosh. And I now run back to your books, the Mediterranean Dash Diet Cookbook, the Mediterranean Pressure Cooking Book. Oh boy, Instant Pot Mediterranean Cookbook. The Mediterranean thing is so important. I'm smelling olive oil somewhere. Yeah, man, we got that one cooking, literally. But what's really important here is the following. And let's see if you roll along with me. I think what's happening all across this lovely country, as I'm watching the evolution of all of these diets, as it were, is that people try whatever you want. And just, you know, scope it out. Vegan, vegetarianism, keto, carnivore, knock yourself out. But I operate with specific rules, and the rules are whole foods, okay? In the best of all worlds, whole foods, with some of the usual nuances, which are like canned beans, and canned foods can be fine so long as they're not swimming in sugar and heavy syrups and things like that. But really going for natural whole foods whenever you can in the best of all worlds. And however you eat has to be sustainable in terms of a habit. Anybody can turn themselves into a science fair project for 24 hours or a week or a month or whatever. But if you can't sustain it, that should tell you something about what you're doing to yourself. So let's look at simple ways to be able to integrate some really cool, doable cooking hacks using real whole foods, not only just to welcome autumn, but also to be able to use as a basic template going forward. And then the final piece to this is, as we're doing this, Chef Abby and I are going to be looking at ways to incorporate foods, whole foods, that will be anti-inflammatory. And the reason why this is terribly important for all of you out there to understand is that inflammation is the basis of disease throughout our body. And what you have to know is carrying too much fat, especially in obesity, is a very pro-inflammatory state, and it will light up all kinds of inflammatory issues in your body. Arthritis gets worse, and all the itises, meaning inflammation of. And so what we're looking for is, as you're on that path to getting healthier, you want to incorporate foods that are anti-inflammatory. And you know something, Chef Abby, as you take it away, I just know that vegetables are a piece of this.
I love my fruits and veggies. I agree with everything you said, of course. And let's start with the cooking hacks and as we move into fall. So breakfast, let's start with breakfast, which I love breakfast. And during the warmer months, I often do overnight oats. And as it gets cooler out, I kind of transition to more of like a warm steel-cut oatmeal situation. But for both the overnight oats or the steel cut, you can mix in pumpkin puree. And that to me just screams autumn. You know, you see pumpkin spice everywhere, but you get a can of organic pumpkin puree and you add, you know, a few tablespoons, mix it right into your overnight oats or your steel cut oats. And that adds all sorts of deliciousness and obviously nutrition as well.
Oh, I love that. It never occurred to me to use the puree.
Yeah. And I feel like around Thanksgiving, we always have pumpkin pie and things like that. And what do you do with a half of a can left over? This is what you do. You mix it into your morning oatmeal.
I love it. Oh, man, that looks wonderful. And how about throwing some walnuts on top?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Walnuts are great. And they also have those omega-3 fatty acids in there, too, which we want to keep going, and those healthy fats. For, I don't know if I want to call it shortcuts, but something you can prep ahead. I'm a big fan of a little bit of planning goes a long way. So you can use those canned beans that you mentioned before. Just look for the low sodium. Make sure you drain and rinse them to get rid of all of the extra salt and things that are in there. But you can make a really quick chili or stew. It could be vegetarian with just the beans in there. You could put some ground turkey or ground chicken or ground beef in there and bump up the protein a little bit. But you can make a larger batch and then you freeze it in portion sizes. And a lot of the items that would go into something like a chili or a stew, you probably have in your pantry because you can use canned tomatoes, chicken stock or veggie stock, those beans I already mentioned, and of course, maybe some carrots and onions and garlic in there too. But you make a giant pot of that, you freeze it in portion sizes, you pull it out whenever you want it, easy peasy, you have a whole lunch or dinner ready to go.
I'm loving it.
Yeah. And you can even put pumpkin puree in that too. You could have like a pumpkin turkey chili or something.
You know, a lot of people just say, look, I'm just running around like a nutcase all day. Meal prep to me sounds like a dream. How do you get around that when we know we have so many time constraints? How do you organize time so you can make all of this happen?
So I always recommend taking 1 or 2 hours, whatever you might be able to spare on a day you're not working, with which for some people doesn't exist, right? But let's say on the one hand, you are able to take 1 hour, you kind of do it all then. But let's say you don't have the time to do the prepping or the meal planning and get things ready for your week. There are convenience foods that we can use. So we talked about the canned foods also canned fish, tuna, salmon, all of that, great. Frozen fruits and veggies, already chopped and ready to go. And you can also, depending on where you grocery shop, often you can find already cut up onions, carrots, celery, peppers, whatever kind of veggies and fruit that you like. It's just a little more expensive because someone did the labor for you. But if that helps you, great. You can get a rotisserie chicken. You buy that, that's ready to go for any meal all week long. You can have it with a salad and all those things. You can also get grains. You can get frozen rice. You can get frozen quinoa. All of that stuff too can be pre-cooked and ready to go. You just have to kind of microwave it or heat it up.
I actually have seen a lot of products, being a quinoa fan, and quinoa out there, folks, is a complete protein. So if you're looking for another source of protein, because I know that we're all about protein these days, but if you're looking for that, what I see is some frozen products where quinoa is combined with, for instance, squash, green leafy vegetables. They've got all kinds of interesting seasonings and this and that. And it's all frozen and it's really easy. You just, you know, I mean, look, folks, you can microwave the thing and you just pour it into a bowl and knock yourself out and you've got yourself a really good deal. And then you can add things to it. If you had some extra protein, like some chicken sitting around or salmon or, you know, whatever, just throw it right in the big bowl.
Yeah. Food in a bowl is great. You just have to think about it as three parts, right? So the protein and carbohydrate and fat. So protein, you just mentioned chicken. It could be tuna, salmon, whatever kind, eggs, that animal protein, or it could also be beans or lentils, which kind of leads into the carbohydrate side. We want a complex carb. So that's going to be beans and lentils and veggies and your rice, quinoa. And then you want to make sure you have some healthy fat in there. And that could be as simple as cutting up half an avocado and throwing it in there, or some walnuts or other sort of nuts or seeds that you like, or even just, you know, some olive oil.
And just keeping all of this in mind, it requires a little bit of planning. And you know what I've written in all my books, okay? If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And so, come on now. I mean, if you're going out to a party on Friday or Saturday, don't you plan ahead like I'm going to wear blah, blah, blah. And then you make sure that all the parts are 100%. Does that shoe need to be cleaned up? Is that dress all dry cleaned? I mean, we don't complain about that. But when it comes to food, what up with that? It's because, we have all of these ultra processed foods sitting around in big bags and boxes, and it makes it in the back of your mind, oh, it's so much easier to reach for one of those and then not have to do any food prep or anything. I'm just like putting quick stuff in my mouth, not realizing that that stuff is just plain awful. It is a science fair project. And here it comes. It is very pro-inflammatory because it lacks basically any nutrients for all intent and purposes. And what you're putting into your body are additives and chemicals, just terrible stuff. So if you don't plan ahead and you find yourself, you know, really super hungry, you're in trouble because you're going to make the wrong decisions and you're going to go out and buy and consume some of that. And your body's going to be screaming for help after that. Does that make sense, Abby?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's very easy to think about time you were very hungry and didn't have anything readily available. You grab the first thing you see because you are just so hungry. And that's when you make questionable choices because you don't want to spend the 20 minutes to cook something. You just grab what's there. But if we had planned ahead and you have some things in your fridge ready to go, then you grab the healthier option first.
You know, I just did that the other day. You just made me think. I was running around like a nutcase. What else is new? And then all of a sudden I was like super hungry. And it was sort of like in the afternoon-ish. And so I knew that, you know, I needed something just very quickly. I literally had very little time between meetings and this and that. So what I did was I looked in the fridge. There it was. I had a big bowl of fresh blueberries. And so I grabbed that bowl. And man, I'm telling you, I downed those suckers. And they were just sitting there ready for me. I've also have, and sometimes I get them pre-cut, just vegetables. I love my carrots and all of that. And I'll just grab some of that and I'll have a little hummus sitting around and it takes like 5 seconds. So for those grab and go moments, I say, arm yourself, have plenty of that stuff sitting in the refrigerator so that there's no excuse for defaulting over to science fair projects. You got to have some of that stuff around. And even if it's an apple, cut it up. And you could put peanut butter or almond butter on the apple and or cheese. I love my cheese. There's so many things you can do to really be able to give yourself an opportunity not to default to this junk. Remember, you are nurturing your body. You are nurturing and feeding the microbiome, the gut bacteria, so that they're happy and they'll make you happy because they'll maintain a very healthy gut lining. But if you keep pouring pro-inflammatory nasty stuff into yourself, then it causes leaky gut. And leaky gut means that you're now spreading inflammation throughout the body. And the poor little bacteria are getting knocked off and they become dysfunctional. This is not what we're aiming for. What we want is a healthy gut. And a healthy gut needs foods that it can process naturally. So a lot of these things, like tell us some of the fermented foods that the healthy gut loves.
Yeah, I was just thinking of that as you spoke, because one of the things I always have around is single serve plain Greek yogurt. And that is perfect for a fermented food and you get your protein all at once. I do recommend the Greek because there's more protein in that.
And there's also great bacteria.
Yes, great bacteria. And I do like to recommend the plain because you add your own fruit. And then if you want a little touch of sweetness in there, add some honey or maple syrup and you control how much sugar is added versus the fruit yogurts, which you can't control how much sugar comes in that already.
Well, you know, those things make me crazy. Watch out, people, for those yogurts where you have some yogurt on top of an entire bed of syrup.
Yes, exactly.
And, you know, when I've been stuck in an airport and, of course, you know, the usual delays, wiping shock off face. And the only thing sitting around is, you know, maybe there's like some kind of a, it could even be a, like a Starbucks-y kind of place or whatever. And they'll have these yogurts with all the syrup deep inside. And so what I may do is just have the yogurt on top and then I throw the rest of it away because it's disgusting. So you got to read the side container and make sure that you're keeping your carbs to like about 10 grams-ish with no added sugars, et cetera, 10 to 15 grams, no more. And those other ones, my God, they go up to 30 grams. So run away from those things. So I love your idea about the single serving Greek yogurt.
Yeah, that's a great one. And then if you like sauerkraut, I like sauerkraut. That's another fun fave. I sometimes get it and mix it into a hot grain bowl. So back to our like food in a bowl where I'm just putting all my leftover veggies and leftover quinoa. Maybe I put a couple eggs on that, a couple fried eggs on there. And then I'll also put sauerkraut in there. Mix it all together.
What about pickles?
Oh, pickles are great. I love pickles.
I'm a pickle person. I really like, yeah, I do pickleball and I eat pickles.
And I like all pickled veggies, not just the pickled cucumbers, as it were, but you can do pickled radishes, pickled carrots. All the veggies can be pickled.
And sometimes I just throw that in a salad. That tastes good. And you just got to think about this. And listen, folks, you don't have to obsess about all of this. What I do is I just develop an SOP, you know, a little bit of a template. And then I choose from that because I'm running around, right, doing my thing. And then every now and then I just change it up by the season. I change it up maybe because I went to a different grocery store, one that's a little more organic. And one of the things you taught me, Chef Abby, was to be an explorer, an adventurer. So when I go into the produce and I say, well, wow, I haven't had one of those for a long time. Well, go ahead.
Exactly. Try something new that you might not have seen before. Even if it's a different colored apple or a different colored pepper or, you know, a new piece of fruit or veggie that is interesting looking. Definitely give it a try.
Yeah. And it really works when you do it like that. One of the things that's really troubled me so much, Chef Abby, and you know, I rant and rave about this all the time, is that we've gotten so far away from growing our own and having a full appreciation of what it takes to grow produce, to harvest it, and then to utilize it in our cooking and the rest of it. When we could see that beautiful circle of life like that, how what we just grew from seeds to beautiful produce really allows us to benefit from nature. Right now, we're just so separated from it. And the ultra processed foods are the worst because they have nothing to do with nature. What they are is they're just chemicals and science fair projects. And they have nothing to do with what was once natural farming and the rest of it. So I am a crazy person about farmers markets.
Oh, yes. I love a good farm market. Absolutely.
Well, because I'm supporting the local farmer. So I'll even drive way out of my way because I want to be able to support these marvelous, wonderful individuals who are doing the best they can and grab as much of the really cool stuff. It's seasonal and it's beautiful. And so I'll do that. And so that'll be fruits and vegetables and just marvelous things. Obviously, during the winter months, things get a little funkadelic. But in all the other three seasons, we've got all kinds of wonderful produce to be able to choose from. Make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And in the winter, when it's slimmer pickings for the fresh, that's when frozen fruits and veggies are great because they are picked at their peak ripeness and frozen within 24 hours of being harvested. So you get peak strawberries, you get peak kale, like all of that stuff. You want to utilize your frozen when it gets cold out.
Yes, no question about it. So as we're moving along here, let's talk about what happens at dinner time. I think dinner oftentimes is one of the most problematic issues for like 900 reasons. One is timing. Okay. So in the best of all worlds, you're finishing your eating ideally 7 to 7:30-ish outside of like a celebratory dinner somewhere or some kind of a get together and this and that. That's okay. But on a routine basis, I always say, remember my little poem, if you eat after 8, you gain a lot of weight. That being said, one of the things that I really caution people is that when you eat later, you screw up everything because your insulin is not working its most efficiently, which it does in the morning, around noon, and then all the way through about 3 o'clock. Insulin is rocking. It can really metabolize those carbohydrate calories. But as you get into the evening, it's less and less efficient and much more likely to not be able to metabolize well. And therefore, you have more fat being laid down. So you got to be super careful about timing. The other issue is you're tired, you're beat up, you're vulnerable, and you're making stupid choices. Okay. And so you got to be careful. This is why of all the meals, for me, dinner is the one you really want to plan well. So you've got things there so that you're not doing the hustle while you're super hungry and everything else. And then one quick cautionary note before we hop into some really wonderful entrees per Chef Abby is alcohol. Come on, people. What up? Now, when it comes to women especially, as we're aging, it's really interesting. What we're watching is that there's a lot more alcohol consumption to kind of numb and soothe you, to self-soothe. Ah, it's been a hell of a day. I deserve a drink. Okay, fine. So when you consume alcohol, especially more than one drink at a time, you know, one night, whatever, it's more likely to direct fat deposition in your belly. There's a reason why they call it a beer belly and not a beer leg or something. No, it's a beer belly. And there's a whole reason why that takes place, which I'm not going to delve into this very moment, but just take my word for it. Also, as you age, ladies, for ladies who are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond, as you get older, alcohol is not such a great idea on a routine basis at all. I frankly just use it more on an occasional basis, and that's kind of it. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer and party pooper here. I'm just going with science, and the latest studies have shown that you're not doing yourself any favors in terms of a future of problems with the metabolic syndrome, including heart disease, diabetes, and cancer, when you take in way too much alcohol. So think about that. And the alcohol binging, like, oh, I'll just drink it all in one night, you know, on a Saturday. No, one of the worst ideas on the planet. So please just be careful about that. And again, I'm only addressing this because outside of someone who's a full-on alcoholic, most of the alcohol consumption is taking place in the evening. So just be careful about that. All right, entree time.
Yes. One thing I would suggest too, I feel like people, what I've seen is they get a lot hungrier later because they don't eat enough during the day. So if you have enough food for your breakfast, lunch, snack, then you hopefully are not overdoing it at dinner. It's a little more manageable. So again, if we want to do a little meal prep talk, I tend to do things. If you have a family, this works really great. It's almost what I call a choose your own adventure meal. And it could be every Tuesday you have Taco Tuesday. So you make some sort of ground chicken, turkey situation, and you spice it, and then you put out beans, you put out maybe some corn tortillas, you put out peppers and onions and avocado and salsa, cheese, all of these items, whatever people in your house like, and then you and your family get to kind of choose what you are eating, but it's all available in a rounded, balanced way. And every Tuesday, that's fine. You eat that every Tuesday. We also do something that I love that is like sweet potato night. So we make whole baked sweet potatoes. And again, you make a bunch of them, and then they're great for those leftover food in a bowl situations. And I use the leftover ground chicken from Tuesday. That goes on my sweet potato. Maybe I have some roasted broccoli or cauliflower. We have that. We have beans again. My daughter really likes to put sour cream on hers, you know, and you have those items out again that are balanced meals, but everyone in the family gets to kind of choose their own adventure, but all of the pieces are available. And again, that rotisserie chicken, which I love and I mentioned before, you don't have to cook it, you buy it, you use it in all the different ways all week, and you think of your plate as maybe half non-starchy veggies, a quarter protein, and a quarter starch, which could be the quinoa, it could be beans, it could be potato.
And then one of the things I'm looking at is protein intake throughout the day. And since this is the Her podcast and we're talking mostly to women, okay, please don't pile all your protein into one meal, especially at nighttime. You know, it's got to be spread out throughout the entire day. I'm definitely a fan of protein shakes, so long as they're done, they're made appropriately, not with a bunch of sugar and crap. And there's so many different ways of being able to do something like that. You can always have that anytime throughout the day. I sometimes have it in the mid-afternoon. Sometimes I just make a smaller protein shake and just have that right along with my lunch. you could play the game any way you want to, but please spread it out. And remember that for the grand majority of women out there, you should probably be having absolutely no less than 60 grams of protein a day. And the range is more like for an average woman who's not like some big athlete, between 60 and 80. And you have to be strategic about that. So as you're looking at every single meal, the way I look at it is protein centric. So where's the protein in this meal? And to your point, Chef Abby, one of the reasons why you're so hungry at nighttime is because you didn't have satisfying foods throughout the day. And protein's one of the most satisfying, as well as healthy fat. Healthy fat is just, oh my gosh, I love my almond butters. And that's an easy no-brainer way to do it. You can put that on, you know, a multi-grain little roll or a slice of bread like that. But high quality, heavy seeds, heavy grain in it, so that you're really getting some great calories, high quality calories in your body to be able to help fuel it. Does that make sense?
Exactly. That's exactly right. I usually tell women to aim for 20 to 30 grams per meal. And to think about that. So if you have a salad for lunch every day with one egg on it, that's only 6 grams of protein. And I think people don't think about that. They're so focused on, am I getting enough vegetables, which is great. But you want to bump up the protein in that salad, add some beans, have 2 eggs instead of one, or swap the eggs for a can of tuna. Like, you have to be strategic, like you said, and really kind of make sure you're getting enough.
And think about it. Girlfriends out there, put as much thinking into this, into nourishing yourself, as you do dressing yourself, as you do taking care of other people, getting your professional work done. Come on now. This is no different. Why do we short shrift this? This is crazy. You're nourishing yourself. You look like, feel like, live like, and die like how you eat. I want you to think about that. When you see someone with that beautiful glow in their face and that little high step in their walk and all the rest, what's up with them? That's because they're 9 out of 10 getting in a lot of clean, healthy foods, healthy fruits, vegetables, and high quality protein sources. And they're putting thought into it. And I'll put money on it. If you look at the way they just dressed and how they're comporting themselves, a lot of planning in that too. This is someone who plans. You become a planner. In our society, we started slipping badly when people started offering us food sources that were super convenient, but that convenience many times, not all times, but many times ended up being these science fair projects and boxes and bags and whatnot. Got to be super careful about that. So I wanted to review, you've been mentioning all this, some of these anti-inflammatory foods. Here's your little checklist. So how about leafy greens? What are your favorites, Chef Abby?
So I love leafy greens, although I am partial to cooking them. So I do enjoy kale and Swiss chard and collard greens, but I cook them. I do not do them raw, just personal preference.
Yeah, you know, I tend to do that too. And I've got my green beans and I've got all of that as well. The one difference is I'll do green peppers in my salad. There's some exceptions here, there, and everywhere, but they're extremely wonderful and anti-inflammatory. And then, of course, I mentioned berries, so let's go through fruits.
Oh, yeah. I mean, fruit is always a good choice to make, especially blueberries, raspberries, blackberries. All those berries have a lot of antioxidants, which really helps with the anti-inflammatory. And they taste good and have a ton of fiber.
And citrus fruits, because they have vitamin C and antioxidants.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, and then how about our little friends, the legumes?
I love legumes. I love beans. I talk about them all the time. So one of my meal prepping things is I make a pot of beans or lentils from dried every Sunday. And my daughter and I make our way through that in different ways all week. So I'm a big fan of that. And I also do like soy. So we use edamame. Sometimes I make tofu. But all of those are really good for you.
And, you know, they're really, really versatile. So what's really cool about them is you can just sort of throw them into a soup. Now, I'm a soup person. You know that. And we're entering soup season, just saying. And so my three bean soup and the rest of it, I can't wait. Or you can actually make them into hummus. That's kind of easy, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's easy. Sometimes, because I make a pound a week. So sometimes I will make bean burgers. That's another good one, too. So if we have some extras I need to get rid of, I'll make bean burgers. And then you can freeze those patties. And then you pull them out one at a time when you want to eat them.
How about roasting garbanzo beans with a little olive oil?
And they get crunchy and delicious.
Yeah, and it's a healthy snack, too. All right, let's get into some spice stuff because spice is so wonderful. And so curcumin.
Yeah.
Let's look at that.
Yeah, I love curcumin. It's in turmeric. And you can find a lot of spice blends at the grocery store now that have everything already premixed for you. So it might be turmeric and cumin and coriander and a nice like warming spice blend. Just put that on a bunch of veggies before you throw them in the oven to roast them. It makes everything that much nicer.
And then I like my ginger and cardamom and garlic. All of these are definitely anti-inflammatory. No question about it. Okay. And then, you know, we talked about fermented foods. So we kind of touched on that. And then the omega-3 fatty acids, salmon.
Yes, that's in our, you know, our healthy fats. So you find that in a lot of the fatty fish like tuna and salmon. If you like canned fish, this is great for you, right? Like that canned salmon, canned mackerel, sardines, all of these are really great sources. And then chia seeds. I put chia seeds in my oatmeal or my overnight oats quite often or my smoothie. That has it's a vegetarian source of that omega-3.
I get that flax and chia together, which is very cool. And let's see. So I love all that. And interestingly, coffee and tea are really antioxidant rich. And so that's kind of cool. I can't tell you how happy I was, you know, one day when I discovered that little factoid. I was like, bring it on, man. Green tea and all of that. And obviously, the biggest problem we run into is like when we pile a pound of sugar in our coffee.
Yes. Try to skip that part. Absolutely.
Yeah, just be on red alert on that one. It's so interesting. When I was a little girl, I watched my mother have coffee. And of course, how you look at your parents as sort of role models for how to do your thing. And I noticed that my mother only put a little bit of milk in those days into the coffee, and she never put sugar in there. So in my very young, naive mind, I said, oh, coffee is only done with milk.
Good.
Well, I never touched sugar. And I think someone tried to put a little sugar or something in my coffee one day by accident. And it was the worst experience. Isn't that interesting how the mind messes with you on things like that? It's not like I'm like, oh, I'm trying so hard not to have sugar in my coffee. No, that wasn't the issue. My brain was trained never to want it in the first place. Isn't that fascinating? And it also shows you the power that parents have with their children. You're their role model. And so they're going to follow what you do. And if they see you sitting in front of the tube, scoping out junk on television and then eating ultra processed foods, well, what do you think they're going to do? They see you giving them a green light to do that. So no, we can do better than that. Take care of yourself, take care of them. It's like a win-win, a double win every single time. And then you could pat yourself on the back for being a great role model.
Yeah, absolutely. And every time I work with families, that's very important. I think as parents, you can forget that they are watching you and mimicking you. So it is very important with food and everything else.
So as we wrap this all up, Chef Abby, you did it again. You led us into some marvelous, doable cooking hacks to be able to welcome autumn. I'm still thinking about the pumpkin puree and my oatmeal. Kind of liking that one. I think that's a keeper for sure. And, you know, every time I talk to you and every time our wonderful Her podcast audience gets a chance to hear you, it's just a reminder of a lot of the really, quite frankly, simple rules. It just requires paying attention. You know, you spend all that time on hair and nails and planning everything else. And what I'm saying is that if you could spend that amount of time on your appearance, you sure could do your internal appearance, which is what's going on inside your gut and all throughout your body. So it's an external, internal. Spend equal amount of time. Pay attention. Oh, this has been so wonderful. Thank you so much, Chef Abby Gelman, for this wonderful show. And I just can't thank you enough. And I just want to make sure everyone knows about your booksies. So the Mediterranean Dash Diet Cookbook. These are cookbooks. The Mediterranean Pressure Cooking and the Instant Pot Mediterranean Cookbook. These are all available on Amazon and the usual places. And if you want to know more about Chef Abby, go to her website, Chef Abby, that's A-B-B-I-E, Gelman, G-E-L-L-M-A-N.com. And you'll be able to also see her videos and her marvelous blogs and all the information, all the cooking wisdom that she shares with us all the time. Chef Abby, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Oh my goodness gracious. And here's another shout out to our sponsor, Solaray, S-O-L-A-R-A-Y. You know, we've been talking about all these natural ingredients that we need in our foods and the rest of it. Well, Solaray's got all of that for you for sure. And so Solaray vitamins, minerals, and herbs are just waiting for you, especially the Her Life Stages products. To learn more, run on over to your local health food store, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Amazon. And if you go to the website, solaray.com, use HER20, H-E-R-20, as your promo code for 20% off. And please run on over to iTunes right now, rate and review the show because your feedback is marvelous. This has been yet another amazing Her podcast. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, your host, and I want to thank each and every one of you for listening and being such an important part of our Her podcast community. Pop on over to drpeek.com to learn more about my work and social media, and join me every single week for another Her podcast where you'll hear from extraordinary, entertaining, and engaging thought leaders like Chef Abby Gelman as we share our wit and wisdom for you to enjoy. Thanks so much. And remember that your time in this world may be limited, but the things you can do with that time are not. So get on out there and seize the day. Carpe diem. Have a great one, everyone.